Happy Friday! Yeah! What are you grateful for today? Well, I'm going to answer my own question. I'm going to say I'm really grateful for you. And I'm grateful for the group that we have, the loving family that we've all created, and everybody took a part in creating this really comfortable space. I thank you for that. And I thank you for being present and giving your time. A topic for today will be how to live in alignment with your own happiness and how to really just become that, become what you're supposed to be in this world. The reason that I'm talking about this is very, very important. And that is, when you are doing that, you're doing the thing that you were put here on earth to do, that you love to do, that you feel fulfilled doing it, and that you feel happy doing, then you don't have to worry about all those other things. Like, if you're going to work out, if you're going to eat right, I'm going to tell you this straight up. If you are living a life in alignment with yourself, and everything that's supposed to happen for you, then food will be simple. Making food choices is easy for you at that point, because a lot of times we make bad food choices based off of comfort and AOAs, areas of avoidance. So we want to eat this food, we feel like we deserve to eat this food that's not good for us, or we feel like we're rewarding ourselves because we're not truly happy in that moment. Does that make sense? I know that's kind of a concept that seems a little bit maybe new. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you've thought about this before or heard it before. But when we're seeking out fulfillment in other things, that means that we aren't being fulfilled with the lifestyle that we're living. And yes, it's totally possible to live a fulfilling lifestyle where we don't feel like we have to reward ourselves. We just feel like everything we do all day long already is a reward. Like, we are so blessed beyond belief that we have the things that that we want, and we're attracting the right stuff, that it's easy to make those right choices. And maybe we've surrounded ourselves with the right people that, you know, live a lifestyle that we like to live. And, you know, what we want to do is we just want to set ourselves up to be in that happy, awesome place. And when we're there, then we can encourage everyone else around us to find their best place and find the things that they love to do, and and just live in alignment with their purpose. You know, we're here to all help each other. This isn't a, you know, singular kind of thing, which is what we feel like sometimes. You know, sometimes we feel like we're just in this world to live, to survive on our own. But we're not. We're here to work with each other, to help each other, to love each other, and to be with each other. And if we feel that sense of loneliness, that we're not able to connect, then let's shift our lifestyles so that we are surrounded by other people who live in alignment with us. And that sense of alignment doesn't always just come from, you know, finding a significant other. You can find a significant other in a best friend and in friends around you. And I'm speaking from experience here. You know, before I was with Josh, I met a group of people that they were just so in alignment with how I wanted to live. They were living the lifestyle that I dreamed of and I yearned for at that time. And they were the type of people who were just so open and honest with each other. And it just felt really good to be that honest and to have other people be that honest with me. Even though, you know, the phrase, the truth hurts, even though that would come up sometimes, people would say things that you don't want to hear when you're being totally honest. But the reason you don't want to hear it is because you don't want to face it. And when I was able to face it, then I was able to improve myself on a level that allowed me to have more of the lifestyle that I wanted. So step one of this is finding a group of people that lives like you want to live and surrounding yourself with them. And kudos to you all, because you've already found all of us in the group. You know, you wanted to live a healthier lifestyle, so you joined this group. And all of us want to live healthier lifestyles, so we're surrounding ourselves with a group that wants to do that. We're all about positivity, so you're surrounded by positivity whenever you're listening to these calls, writing on the page, commenting on other people's posts on the page. Like, it is just pure, solid positivity going on there. So that was what you at one time said to yourself, I want that. And look, you've created it for yourself, which is so beautiful. And we can notice that about every single thing that's in our lives right now, whether it's good or bad. At one time, we thought, we had a thought that this is what we wanted to bring into our lives. And that, I don't want to go too in depth on how that works with the negative stuff. We can definitely dive into that if that's something you're interested in. But I know that I'll go down a rabbit hole and this call could get very long if I start talking about that. So let's just focus on the positive things right now and just say, just take note to a couple positive things in your life and think about at one time or another when you wished for that to come to you. And you've heard the phrase, thoughts are things or thoughts become things. And that's because when we have a thought, it creates itself, or to use the word manifest, it manifests itself into our lives, whether good or bad. So if you're thinking more bad thoughts than good, then you're going to bring more bad into your life than good. Tony Robbins always says, it's not that we, let's see if I can remember the exact words. I can't remember, but it's like, it's not that we get silly results, it's that we ask silly questions. So we're asking these questions of myself, of ourselves, like, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always end up with this? You know, that's a bad question to ask. Why does this always happen to me? And I'm not damning anybody who has said this to themselves, because I've said it to myself. And there's still times when I have bad questions come up in my mind, where I'm just like, well, why does that have to happen? Why does it have to be like that? And it's like, that's not doing me any good by thinking that thought. What it could say is, how can I bring the opposite in? You know, if we're feeling dislike with something, then we ask ourselves, how can we bring the opposite to us? And then we start attracting that to us. And, you know, I just want to remind you, if you woke up today not feeling so good, you woke up today in a bad mood, then that's A-okay. And all you have to do is shift right out of it. And you have to just think about how being in a better mood far outweighs being in that negative mood. And if we can just shift ourselves out of negativity, then we can really thrive. And I've been talking about this a lot lately, so please don't get too annoyed with the same concept coming up, but I want to keep talking about it until we all put it into play, until we all put it in action. Also want to touch on that whole idea of, you know, the baby, how we don't give up on a baby when it's trying to walk. We don't say, like, you failed like 3 times now. It's just not going to happen for you. We would never say that. If it's our child, we're going to be like, this kid will try until they learn to walk. So we can't give up on ourselves like that. If we have negative things pop up and happen frequently, then we cannot give up on ourselves. We can't say, well, you know what? We failed a few times, so that's it. No, we're going to say, I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. And you can be a beginner at something, but the more you practice being a beginner, you will become an expert, no matter what it is. Just like if you have done these workouts for 7 weeks now, you are starting to become an expert. You may be an expert on it, because you know the moves, you know the workouts, and you've gotten good at it. Same with healthy eating. You may be an expert right now at that. And I hope you are. That's awesome. So I just encourage you to Play with these concepts. Have fun with it. And remember that if it's not fun, don't do it. If it's not a fun thought to think, then think something that is fun. We can always change our brains and shift our perceptions to allow great things to come in, and we don't have to be stuck in something that doesn't feel good. We can always shift our lives to be positive for us and to draw in great things. You're capable of so much, and you're such an amazing person, and you just have so much to give. So don't waste your time on things that don't feel right for you and aren't aligning with who you are and what you want to do and create and be in this life. You don't have any time for that. There's no time to waste on stuff that doesn't fit or feel right. And I just encourage you to just spend that time on things that do feel great, because everyone will benefit from that. So hope you have a great weekend. Really focus on that stuff this weekend. Don't lose track. Don't lose sight. We've got 1 week to go. Let's kick some major butt. Next week is going to be more of a smoothie week, and we're going to rock it out. Like, it is going to be awesome, and the rest of this weekend is going to be awesome, and I cannot wait to talk to you more. Just remember that tomorrow we have our call. Make sure you check the call times for that so that you can be present. I'd love to hear from you guys. So if we have a bunch of people on the call, let's definitely do like some check-ins, some wins, some Q&A, and just share the love. So have an awesome day. Love you guys. Mwah. Talk to you later. Bye.